Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hello!
Craig's not here, ladies and gentlemen, at the moment. And if I explain to you why Craig wasn't here, you wouldn't believe me. Should we explain, Ash? Because Ash wanted to make up a reason why Craig wasn't here. But I think we should tell him the truth, because I think the truth's as funny as going, oh, we got AIDS or something like that.
Well, I thought we could make up a reason because it was like, could we make up something stupider? But now you've said it, I realise.
It's pretty stupid. So I pulled up into the car park near Ash's a few minutes to 8, as usual. And as I was walking in, noticed a little WhatsApp from Craig saying, lads, I'm not even joking, I've locked myself out of my flat. And he's tweeted us a little picture of him standing outside a door, his front door, looking very sad. So as we speak, I am not joking, Craig is sat or stood, I don't know. Either way, he's quite upset outside the front of his house, waiting for his flatmate to come back. So we thought, you know what, we've done it before, we'll do it again. The bloody lads are going to take the reins. Potentially for the first segment. Craig might be back for segment two. But we thought, no time like the present. Let's smash it up.
Yeah, if he figures out how to use a key or a phone.
I mean, it's actually unbelievable, the complacency. But let's not... he can't help it, bless him. He's genuinely upset. But if you don't believe us, we will at some point be tweeting a photo of Craig sat outside his flat that he sent me and Ash.
We encourage you to retweet and love.
Exactly. But I don't know if he'd be able to sort of take the reins on such an auspicious occasion, because we've just, I can't even fucking talk. So, I mean, it's up to you. No. As we talk, we are in the midst of the big double game week. It's finally here, Ash.
It is. There's still, even after we do this, even after we finish the podcast, yeah, it's come out, and Craig's managed to get into his house.
He might, imagine if he wasn't in his house until the next game week.
What incredible. Shit, conspiracy theory. What if he's on another podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, how good are we going to be?
Yeah, going, oh, yeah. So I told the other lads. Yeah. I told the other lads that I locked myself out. They believe me.
But even after all this is done, even after he's tucked in, having his Marmite sandwich,
yeah,
there's still going to be one more game to go this fucking week.
I can't imagine Craig eats Marmite.
No, it'd be like...
It's actually specially imported from Peru.
I bet he eats Vegemite.
Of course he does. Of course, yeah. He bloody does.
There's still going to be the... What's the game tomorrow?
It's the Arsenal game. The big game.
Fuckers.
Main game. Arsenal-West Brom tomorrow. So, as you listen to this, you'll probably listen to this potentially on a Thursday. Craig might have just managed to get himself in his house. But at the moment, we have three games being played as we talk. We've got the scores live up here at Gaffer Tapes HQ. But we have seen a lot of games, a lot of points. Let's go through them, Ash.
Yeah.
Let's go through.
First game of the weekend.
Yeah. Saturday.
Cast your minds back. To probably one of the most important games of the whole week.
Correct.
No relevance to fantasy football, pretty much. Norwich Sunderland.
Yeah.
Norwich getting smashed at home.
3-0.
Weren't they? If they'd won it, they would have gone 7 points clear. I think that's right, isn't it? And then, so imagine Saturday morning, you're a Norwich fan. All we got to do is beat Sunderland, who are absolute dog shit, Craig would say. And then we're staying up. And then you fucking lose. What a disaster.
I know. Defoe getting points there, scoring. I know a few people were saying that they started bringing Defoe in. I don't know why, to be fair. But no, he has been scoring, and he clearly got a few points there. Yeah, 3-0, that was massive. That's huge for Sunderland now.
Yeah.
Where they, really so they're still in the zone. I mean, they're still in the drop zone.
They still
17th.
Are, but they're them and Newcastle are now behind, and I think they've both got games in hand.
Yeah. I know Newcastle have, yeah. They are still to play. As they say. See, we don't need Craig. This is professional shit.
Yeah.
Everton won, Southampton won. That annoyed, I think, everyone, because everyone, I think, still had a lot of Everton players from their double game week. Lukaku didn't play. Lennon, for me, didn't play. I know a lot of people put Lennon in. One all.
So my big tactic was, like everybody was doing, I was going to wild card last week.
Yeah.
Then bench boost this week,
and
then triple captain last week.
Big time.
Yeah. And then I changed my mind and decided I was going to triple captain this week.
Yes, you
did. Other way around. Wild card the week before last.
Yeah.
And then Everton, the bunch of fucking yellow-turning bastards.
Yeah, I know, I said that.
Yeah, so I had to wild card on the day.
You did it on Saturday?
I had to wild card on
Saturday. You wild carded on Saturday. And what time did you sort of log on your computer? About 11:46?
Yeah, I was going to tweet a picture of me trying to wild card at 11:42?
Was it?
And I'd actually spent the week After we talked about it last week, I'd actually spent the week looking at fantasy football. I was like, I'm going to get back into actually doing my team. Obviously into it, but I never actually bother looking at my team.
Oh, that's just so...
It's just so annoying. So then I... So on the day, I had to wildcard, and I got rid of all the Everton tossers.
Yeah.
And then, well, I'm glad now.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, that's, they certainly nosed it up for me, but it's not all bad. Yeah, so there was no points for Lukaku, and most people had Lukaku up front with that double game week, and obviously they're coming off one. Southampton, yeah, 1-1. No goal for Pella. I know a few people even put Pella in, thinking Pella, just the one game. Against a couple of, you know, potential double gamers. I know a few people did go for Pella.
I wonder how many people... Because I think if you bench boosted, you're going to have done all right if you've got the right players. And obviously, if you've triple captained Aguero or...
Well, fucking hell.
Or who's the Arsenal guy? Sanchez.
Sanchez, yeah.
Who hasn't scored as many points, but it's still going to be a good triple captain.
He's still got to play, yeah.
But there are some who are going to have been a nightmare. I wonder how many people have triple captained like Lukaku.
Well, exactly. I know someone in... Someone... Oh, it was... Your man, Gary Elder, triple captain Lukaku last week for his first. In he's currently, spoiler alert, he's currently top of the league. We're going to do the league in a minute. But I know he triple captained Lukaku last week, and Lukaku got, 2 points?
Oh, that is brutal.
You know, triple captain that to 6. but yeah, so moving on to the next game, Newcastle beat Swansea 3-0.
Jesus Christ.
Sissoko, Townsend, and... who was it? Who called the other? Go on.
Rushforth.
Yeah. Rushton. It was Rushton again. 3-0 there. Luke Castle still staying alive. Obviously, you know, they're getting another fucking decent result later on in the week as well.
Yes, that's totally...
Swansea, though, looking potentially dangerous for them because they're down there with Palace and Norwich and...
Oh, they're never going down now.
No?
Oh, sorry, Swansea fans, if you do go down. No, they're miles ahead now because they went on that run, didn't they?
They've got a couple of tough games, though, I think, Swansea.
Have they?
Yeah, I think so.
Just assume they do.
Yeah,
tough. Yeah.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
No.
I can find out, though. I think they're safe. I think it is down between those bottom three, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like a real close between them.
Well, yeah, maybe. I think Norwich and I think Palace, fucking hell. Palace are losing at the moment to United as we talk, 1-0, and it's half time. West Brom 0, Watford 1. Gomez.
Mental.
I'm having a good week. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm having a bloody good double game week. And Gomez, I stuck him in 20 points. That'll do. Cheers. absolutely loving that. That's although saying that, they're currently losing 2-0 to West Ham, Watford, aren't they? So.
Yeah, so it's good in a way.
So it's good.
Yeah, no, so I brought in Gomez as well.
Mm.
So I was pretty pleased about that.
Yeah.
Although, it's going to be really annoying when he loses 20 points tonight.
Well, I don't know about he'll lose 20 points. Specifically shit week if you lose 20 points.
We have been talking about it since the start of the season. Mm. Well, we were talking about it last season more, that they changed the rules slightly, so actually getting smashed doesn't really affect you. No, then it's like ending up on -8 points or anything anymore.
Yeah. I haven't seen many minus points for keepers, to be fair.
No, it's like if you concede a few goals and then get sent off, it might get you into a couple of... But maybe even at the... What was it, the first game of the season?
Yeah.
The Chelsea goalkeeper got sent off, didn't he?
Yeah.
And conceded. And he was still only on like -2, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
But massive if you had Gomez. He's currently on about 20 points, but I think that after the first game it was like 18, 19 points, wasn't it?
20.
Was it 20 after the first game?
Yeah.
It was. Oh, okay, well. Yeah, massive. So that really helped me out. United really lacklustre win against already relegated Villa. Although, were they only relegated after that loss?
Technically.
Yeah, and old Rushton scored then, didn't he?
He did, yeah. The
Rush man, yeah.
I think a few people, including myself, are probably quite annoyed.
I think Craig had Rashford in his team, whereas I went for Martial.
So did I, fuck's sake.
And he did fuck all then. He got 1 point, and he's currently doing fuck all at the moment. So that was And I took a points hit to get him out for Vardy. We will be talking about Vardy in a moment, I think. Yeah, that score's coming up. Yeah, because he was a fucking knobhead as well. But yeah, United just did enough. You know, nothing. They're still not setting the world alight. No one's happy. United fans ain't happy. Doesn't seem like the team's overly happy, but they're kind of doing enough, don't they? You know, they're looking at the moment at chasing us for that fourth spot. God, that's depressing saying that as an Arsenal fan. Well, I said that a couple of months ago. Yeah, and you know, United are chasing us for fourth.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Don't even get me started. Really angry. Good job I'm having a good FPL week, otherwise I'd be bloody suicidal. Like a guy who leaves himself locked out of his own house. United, Villa. So then we move on. Chelsea, Man City. Big talking point of this double game week was, and we said it since the start of the season, we said someone is going to have Aguero. At some point, Aguero's going to have this double game week and it's going to be perfect. And it was almost perfect because they had Newcastle. So we were like, oh, you know, it's people going to, you know, because we thought the Chelsea game was a little bit tough. You know, if it had been Newcastle and, say, Palace, or, I don't know, even Watford or West Brom or someone like that, you know, it would have been perfect. But we were saying, you know, and I certainly didn't triple captain Aguero because I thought, is he going to really perform against Chelsea? Hat-trick.
Yeah, and they look good as well, catching them on the counter-attack.
Yeah.
The I guess in hindsight, given Chelsea's season, it's pretty obvious they were going to get smashed. But I mean, I didn't really
I don't know if I saw it that they smash him or Aguero get the hat-trick. I thought if he was going to perform it a bit against Newcastle, but... that clearly didn't happen. But so it actually works out that it's better to have triple captained in this double game week than when he scored five earlier in the season. Do you remember there was a couple of people that triple captained him? I think he got 25 points scoring five earlier in the season. But he's currently, I think if you triple captained him, you're on something like 78 points or something mental. Because he's got the four goals and he's also got a handful of bonus points. It is 78, isn't it?
Yeah, 78. So,
26. So, he's got 26. So,
oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, if you'd have triple captain in this time, you would have got, an extra, 3 points or something.
Mental.
That's crazy. So, yeah. So, I mean, Aguero, it's all about Aguero. And we've had a lot of people tweeting us who have triple captained the lad. And as a result, zoomed up the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Mini League. Yeah, so that's amazing. I mean, fair play. And do you know what? I almost did it. I even thought about it. I thought, oh, I could just go for a classic Aguero because I did triple captain. I've gone Sanchez. And he did score and he's got a few points. But, I mean, it's nothing compared to fucking 78 or whatever.
Oh, but he might score 4 goals tomorrow.
Potentially. I wouldn't have thought so.
Who have they got again?
We've got West Brom.
West Brom. Impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't...
Sanchez, goal!
So, yeah, I mean, a goal and a couple of bonus points in it, that'd be quite nice, because like I say, I'm having a bloody good one so far. But yeah, it's not as good as anyone. If you did go for Aguero, well done. Stop going on about it. So that's your Saturday games. After Saturday, I wasn't overly happy, because I dropped a couple of places. How did you do after Saturday? Were you doing all right? Because I think everyone kept moaning, going, this is the shittest double game week ever. Everyone going, oh, it's fucking ruined. Because people who they thought would play weren't playing. For instance, although that was more Sunday, I think, but like Liverpool rested a lot of players, didn't they?
Yeah.
And obviously you had the Everton game on the Saturday, people saying so-and-so is not playing. So I think a lot of people who had, you know, thought, oh, I'm going to get 150, 160, 70 points on this double game week, and they were going, fucking hell, I'm doing shit.
Actually, I was quite pleased. I went, after the first night, after Saturday, I'd gone up in the league. I was up till about 30th, because it had been so shit for everyone else.
And you got Gomez.
Sanchez and Aguero. But then, now all those players that people expected have started performing a bit more.
Yeah.
Now I'm in one-click territory.
Yeah, that's right.
Shocker.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll get to where we are in the league in a minute. It was a pretty shit Saturday for a lot of people, I think, unless you had Aguero. Sunday, Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 2. Sturridge scoring again. It was a bit annoying I know a lot of people, because Bournemouth scored late and they piled on a few Liverpool defenders, and I think that cost a few people quite dearly.
I check my team now. I think I might have picked Martial over... I was thinking about going for Origi.
Oh, yeah.
And...
who I believe has scored this evening for Liverpool. He has, yeah.
Ah, no, I did pick Origi, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I went for Coutinho, Moreno and Origi, all who I think all got rested.
Mm.
Oh, no, Origi played 45 minutes and the other two didn't play at all. Oh, so if you were like me and you've gone for three wildcarded in, three Liverpool players and then none of them played...
Yeah.
That's a bit brutal.
Well, he's certainly made up for a little bit now by scoring today as we look at it. Yeah, I know a lot of people thought that. I think it was yeah, Liverpool particularly rested a lot of players for Europe, I think.
Yeah, after that Dortmund game.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Then Leicester 2, West Ham 2. Ashes' very own West Ham. Andy Carroll scores again.
Yeah, and the fucking referee does this again.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's the fourth game in the league where we've drawn because of sort of suspect refereeing.
Yeah.
But
it was in the Arsenal game as well, wasn't it, you say?
Yeah, and the Chelsea game.
Mm.
But, yeah, you're right. So Carroll scores again. Cresswell, yeah. Did you see Cresswell's goal?
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, how good was that? He'd never scored a goal as good as that.
Yeah, it's annoying because I've had Cresswell for a large, very large portion of the season and I got rid of him not long ago. So
did you?
If I'd have kept, maybe a month ago, I got rid of Cresswell.
Oh, shit.
Which was a little bit annoying. But big news there is Jamie Vardy, the V-man.
What was that about?
Unbelievable. Yeah, he's gone. He's dead. No, he's not dead. He's certainly out for what? Two games? Because I heard that they were talking about potentially like making the ban a bit longer.
They did. I think he was out for one.
It is one to two, is it?
To two, yeah. And they got another one for being super aggro with the ref.
Yeah.
That was mental. I don't know. It was like such a dive as well.
Yeah.
So annoying because
it was ridiculous.
We haven't really got anything to play for anymore after all the draws. So if we like lost to Leicester, I wouldn't be like destroyed and happy.
No.
Because I want them to win the league. But then it was like, then we started winning and then they just totally fell to bits, didn't they?
Mm.
So he dives in the box, a blatant foul, and then like almost punches the referee.
Yeah. Yaloa/Yajoa, who was the talk of the town last season,
he was.
Scored, 95th minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, penalty.
Penner. Late, yeah.
So do you think now with Vardy out,
that
Tottenham could catch him?
I don't know. That is what a lot of people are saying, that they feel that way. Because obviously Tottenham, and we're going to get to that in a second, they literally haven't put a foot wrong.
No.
It's mental how good Tottenham have been doing. And fair play to them. I'm not even angry anymore. I'm just disappointed.
Well, because Tottenham's form is a lot better as well. So Leicester Leicester are getting the results. They're getting the 1-0 wins.
They had been, yeah.
But they're not like looking good, whereas Tottenham are properly putting people to the sword. Man,
fucking hell, I can't have Spurs do. Like I said, we're getting people tweeting in saying, is Tom still leaving the country?
Really?
Yeah, if Tottenham win the league. So, I mean, the answer is probably yes. So,
but you've got a Tottenham shirt already, so.
I don't have the Tottenham shirt. I was photographed in a Tottenham shirt, but that's a talk for a different day.
Easy to say.
Yeah, it is. Arsenal 1, Crystal Palace 1. That was a deeply depressing moment for me as well. Bellassi scoring relatively late, about 10 minutes left in the game.
At least Sanchez got that.
At least Sanchez
got the header, didn't he?
It was so. I triple captain. Craig triple captained him, and you triple captained him, didn't you?
Just regular captain, but yeah.
Oh, you just regular captained him?
Oh, God, how good would it have been to have regular captained Aguero? Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you double 26, mate.
Yeah.
You know, you do the maths. So that's fucking annoyed me. So, I mean, for the first time ever, I'm starting to say Wenger out. Like I said, I haven't said it for 18 years, and I used to laugh at people who said it. I used to think, fucking hell, what are you talking about? Wenger out, do you know what he's done for the club? But I just think, no.
But what if, by the time people listen to this on Friday, they won 11-0?
They might listen on Thursday, if you bloody play your cards right and do your bloody editing quickly. Who knows? Well, you know, if you listen to it Friday, then Ash got drunk tonight and didn't edit the podcast. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, even if we do, it's not enough, is it? It's just not enough. I mean, yeah, we might chase City, but what's the third in a league like this? I can't say it every week. I'm just sick and tired of being a bloody voice. Then we had Tottenham not putting a foot wrong, beat Stoke 4-0. Harry Kane, another couple of great goals. Dele Alli. Now, see, I didn't pile in too many double game week players. I didn't have loads, and I still had Alli, and I still had Alderweireld, and I got some great points for them where other people didn't, which was nice. So I then went up in the league as a result from that. Tottenham beating Stoke 4-0. And then Newcastle 1, City 1. Massive. Absolutely massive. Aguero scoring again and getting the bonus points, which obviously took him up to the total we mentioned earlier. But yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, that's a world of Newcastle.
That's some really, really big points for Newcastle in the last couple of days. Doesn't seem to have done them too much good though. I mean, they're still sitting there 19th. But you know, massive, massive for them.
Yeah, let me just look at the league. I haven't seen it since it's been updated. Actually, it's so close. Yeah, so Sunderland at the minute are the only team with a game in hand.
Mm.
But it's 29 points for Newcastle. 30 for Sunderland, 31 for Norwich.
It's close, isn't it?
And everyone else is miles off.
Oh, is Palace a much further ahead, are they?
Yeah. 30 there, like 8 points ahead of Norwich.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, okay. Fair play. Oh, yeah. So it really is a sort of three-horse race for who goes down now with Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talking of going down, where's Craig? Oh, no. Where's
Craig's mum?
Let's talk about... Oh, hello. Oh, that's bloody... I've really been doing my best in the last sort of 21 minutes to sound professional when you just mentioned Craig's mum. We will talk about going down. We'll talk about Craig in our league, Ash.
Oh, okay.
Now, obviously, as we talk, there are three games going on. There's obviously Arsenal still to play tomorrow, so there's still a lot to go. But as we talk, it's about 9:05 on what day is it? Wednesday. Craig's currently still outside his house because he hasn't messaged us yet. Craig is 384th. He's a seven-click wanker.
384.
384. Now, he may... Because
that's good. 384 in the world is fucking bad, good.
Not as good as what, 84th, where you came?
81st. I've been down selling myself all this time.
Sorry. Yeah, no, he's not doing great. He did go up a few places, though. But and it's obviously not done for him because he's triple captain Aguero, and I know he's got a couple of United boys as well, so...
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, I'm going to scale back on what I just said.
Yeah.
I think, really, being an any-click wanker is good.
Okay.
I think that's where you want to be now.
Now, why would you say that? I wonder why. we'll get to that. Me, Tom, Big T-Dog, 189th as I say this. I've been up and down. I actually kept a little thing of how I did, and I've been up and down. I was up as high as 178th after Monday. I've dropped a little bit, 189th, three clicks. I'm about 120 points ahead of Craig, which is mental, and Ash, 51st.
Oh, fuck's sake. And it's going to be much worse after
Little
this.
Johnny one click. Unbelievable.
It's going to be... Oh, God damn it.
It's going to get worse, do you think?
I'm in such bad form. You don't know that. Well, I do, because everyone's going to bench boost, haven't they?
That's what... Well, yeah, I know, but if they have, I've certainly risen like the proverbial salmon. So I'm bloody loving it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I think people that thought they were going to do well haven't done well and vice versa. So it's a tough one to call, really. It's been nasty. A lot of people have hated this double game week. Yeah. We are going to do tweets in the second segment, with or without Craig. We genuinely don't know, but we will do that. And a lot of people have said it's been horrible, and I fucking hated it. And I have. It's made me feel very strange all week. I've had this sort of dark cloud looming over me for a large portion of the week. But let's go into our top 10 of the Gaffertapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, we do have some new people. And to be fair, if you've gone down, Ash, it's probably because new people have just jumped in.
Let's just assume it's that. Is it Johnny joined lately?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
We haven't got anybody coming this week, apparently.
No, not yet, but it may happen. Let's hope not, though, now, because it's getting quite serious. In at number 10, new, I believe, is Ku Best You Can Do. Is that right? Wasim Daywood. Or Dayu?
Don't know, but he's got a fuck ton of points.
Dayu,
yeah.
Yeah, Dayu, big time. He's got 141 points at the moment. Week. That's mental in one week.
Oh, and we're still four games left to play.
Exactly. So whoever this guy is, crazy. Number 9, JLB defending, Justin Bannon. 8, Kosmala. 11, Richard Kosmala. 7, Lady Norwich, John Mielder. So he's back in the top 10. Yeah, because he dropped way out the lesser of the Mielders.
He's only 40 points off of him.
He's not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he's doing all right. So he's back there. 6, Midget Knees, Tony Iverson. That's new.
Mental.
Midget Knees, 111 points. So he might have just come up from somewhere sort of in the 20s where we hadn't noticed him, maybe. Probably because he's so bloody small with Midget Knees, Ash. Then 5, AFC, Newfin Rock, Elliot Levy. 4, 3 at the back, William C. He's new as well.
He's on 134
points. 134
points
per week. Yeah, he might not be new, actually. Tweet us if we've just called you new and you've been around for
maybe
ages.
Maybe he's been at 11th the whole season.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. And he just breaks into the top 10 and we call him new and he kills himself. Number 3, did we do 3? Yeah. In at 3rd, keep calm and climb up, Mohamed Al-Kazi. 2nd, high Rafe for United FC, Calvin Chan. And top, having a shit week.
Just, yeah.
Wow, 63 points. That's crap. That's not as much as if you triple captained Aguero. You'd have more points.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Than his whole team. Yeah, Gare Mielder, Isle of Nabumbu.
There's only...
5 points between him and 2nd place, Calvin Chan.
Well, there's only... what, 13 points between fifth and top.
Fifth and top, that's massive, yeah. That's very
considering
close.
Last season, before Ouch. A couple of people joined, there was like 100 points or something, wasn't there?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or a million.
A million. No, it was about like, it was like literally 100 points. Mm,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big gap.
I have nothing. I literally don't know. I just wish Craig was here doing all this so I could just be in the background just like shouting things. Just like, oh, Tommy's being funny again. It's a lot of pressure when you have to fill Craig's shoes. Craig's little wicker loafers. But yeah, so that is the results. That is the league. That's where we are. In segment two, we're going to do your tweets. Hopefully Craig will be back. And we've also got a big announcement for next week's podcast. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you won't have heard. But yeah, we've got a big announcement about next week's podcast in the second segment. So for now, yeah, that was section one. And we'll see you in a moment for part two.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom.
Yo.
And Craig.
Hi! We've had confirmation from Craig that he's not going to be home until about 11 p.m. this evening. So I don't know what he's done. He's probably gone to a coffee shop. Is there late night coffee shops near where he lives? Probably.
It's probably nothing. What a wanker.
Yeah. So yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So so he's not here in the studio tonight, so he's gonna miss our big announcement. He won't even know what it is.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He won't even know until next week.
Plus he doesn't listen to the podcast, so yeah, fuck him basically.
Yeah. Go on.
All right.
After you.
Big announcement. Go on then, Tom.
I'm leaving the podcast. No.
Tom's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. No, on next week's podcast, we will be having a special guest. Dominic Monaghan, none other than Dominic Monaghan, actor from Lord of the Rings, Lost, and that Eminem video where he gets off with Megan Fox.
And
many other things. He's in that new one that my mate watches, that loves. He's on Dom's Wild Things and the 100 Code, I believe it's called.
Oh, damn.
Done a lot of shit. But yeah, he's on next week.
He's a big Man United fan and FPL.
He's a massive, yeah, he's massively into his FPL, loves his football, big United fan. So yeah, so he's going to be here next week. So if you don't follow us on Twitter and didn't see all the news when it broke then that everyone went mental about, yeah. Listen next week to hear young Dom.
I bet.
I just called him Dom.
Dom. Yeah, I bet by next week, Craig will fucking found his keys.
Imagine that. Imagine if this had happened next week.
My favourite ever tweet we've ever had is when we announced it on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Someone replied saying, have you done lose the podcast?
Yeah, that's right.
This week, guys.
That's right.
It's the best. Whoever that was, that is genius.
I think, to be fair, it's kind of like karma. Like, you know, we've had a big week, you know, Dom's going to be on the podcast and a lot of attention, you know, people are saying, wow, that's great. And then something like this happens and Craig locks himself outside his flat.
Yeah.
And it kind of just brings us down and makes us, we're just not getting too big for our boots.
Well, yeah, but I mean, from our point of view, but imagine like Dom, he's sat at home, people texting him all the time being like, you're finally going to get to meet Ash.
Yeah.
He must be a big hero of...
He's really, I've heard he's pretty shook up about the whole thing.
Exactly.
Because you know, like, you've got a Lord of the Rings tattoo. He's actually got a Gaffer Tapes tattoo.
I heard he's got a Neil versus Real on ice.
Yeah, Neil versus Real on ice.
Tattoo.
Yeah. On his nipples.
Yeah, yeah. He got the Lord of the Rings one he had tattooed over.
Yeah.
He got it. You know, he went on tattoo fixes.
Neil versus Real. The Real bit. And then, like, he's just got covered in tattoos of sort of, like, niche tattoos of things like me driving over a pheasant. That whole thing, you remember that? He's got a pin number on his dick. He's got all that shit.
Yeah,
he's got all
that stuff. Is a thing. If you didn't know, it's actually a 100% verifiable fact.
Yeah,
is that he's got the Gaffer Tapes pin every year.
Yeah,
it's written. It's like you know, like the rings on a tree.
Yeah,
it goes round,
round and round and round. Yeah.
So, and then if you were wondering next week why he wasn't on, I think you could
back and listen to the podcast. Imagine that.
And then you'll know why he wasn't
on. Imagine that, yeah. Yeah, if we go, sorry, he wasn't there, we shouldn't have fucking talked about it.
Didn't spend so much of the previous podcast talking about his dick.
Exactly, yeah. Never talk about a guest's dick before they're on. That is rule one of podcasting.
Yeah.
And rule two, don't lock yourself outside your fucking house on podcast day. But yeah, so that's fine. So, Ash.
So it is part two, traditional.
Part two.
It's the twist. Well, normally, it's the gaffer gambler.
Oh, it is,
but the gaffer gambler has locked himself up. Maybe he's just down, like, Paddy Power shop.
Yeah, that's it.
That could be it.
The betting shop.
The betting shop.
Other betting shops are available.
Doing that.
Including Betfair.
I couldn't even remember the name of... What's the thing we normally do where it's a triple bet guy?
Triple bet. It's, I think it's called the triple bet guy.
No, what is the... Can you remember?
Oh, we used to do it years ago, yeah. I can't remember.
No, that's actually what we are. So we need the bet master back. Because we don't know what we're doing.
We do.
So with that not taking place, let's go straight forward to...
Tweets for my tweet.
What is it supposed to be?
I think it's Don't Ask Me. I keep meaning to Google it every time.
That is nearly what I said.
Yeah, kind of. Similar. Yes, tweets. We got a tweet from... We got a few new tweeters. I like to add the new tweeters in. One from Chris at KingChip101. This is where if Craig was here, you'd come up with puns on like chip and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, chip... talk chip, get banged.
Hey! That's quite good.
That's quite good, actually, isn't it? So he said, let's leave it at that. Yeah, let's not try and do many.
This is normally the point, actually, where he would make up a pun and then you'd come up with some mental 80s reference.
Yeah.
And I'd have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then you start talking about, like, Shawadda Waddy or something.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Yeah. Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale, where there's danger. You knew it! You knew it! We got a tweet from KingChip101. He said, inevitable question.
Oh.
And it's a big question. Who to replace Vardy with? There was another part to the question, but it's not as interesting as that. Although he did say love de podcast at the end.
Ah.
Which is nice. So maybe he's from Jamaica. Who knows? Love de podcast. But yeah, he said... So that's a big thing.
Not anymore.
No, he hates it now. Because I need to do that. Because next game week, obviously, there is only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games being played. So a lot of people who have piled on a load of players don't have a full sort of starting 11. I do have a full starting 11, apart from... Martial, who I brought in for Vardy. So I've only got that Vardy money. I was going to put Vardy back in because I had just the right amount of money. But now I've got about, 7.7 mil to buy a striker and I haven't got enough for who I think is going to have a great game week next week, and that's going to be Pella. I think he's going to have a belter. If you've got only got the sort of Vardy money, which is about 7.6, 7.7, who would you bring in, Ash?
So... I quite like Origi.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to play, but he's cheap.
As I say, he has scored this evening.
Yeah, it's 5.4 million.
Wow, 5.4.
Yeah, although I was like, every time I see him play, I do sort of take the piss that it's like he's done nothing. Because do you remember in the first episode, the first ever episode of the Gaffer Tapes, the original World Cup one?
Holy fuck,
Like a couple of years ago, we were talking about them trying to buy Origi.
Oh, were we?
It was our first bit of transfer news.
Do you know what? I knew even less about football than I do now, and I found myself for the first few episodes just going just waiting for the point where I could make a really shit joke, just going football, soccer.
Them soccer balls.
Is that true though, they were trying to buy him back way back then?
So now it's like, now he scored a couple of goals, people are sort of jumping on the bandwagon, which me and Max the Naked German were taking the piss out of, but then I proceeded to jump straight on the bandwagon because he's really cheap.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to do... Yeah. Had you finished then? Because I don't want to interrupt you.
No, go for it.
Okay. The only thing I can really do, unless I get rid of Lukaku for a little bit extra money and bring in Pella, which I might do, if I have to straight swap and get, you know, because like I say, I was going to bring Vardy in, I might go, and I think this is a good shout, don't laugh, Welbeck. Arsenal playing Sunderland, he scored 5 points in his last couple of games. He then scored 10 points a couple of games before that. So he is playing and he is scoring points when he does play. So I think that's a good shout. If you have only got that 7.6, 7.7 mil, I say Danny Welbeck. I think he's like 7.4.
If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you may notice a thing where Tom picks Danny Welbeck every week as his surprise pick. But I've just realised you've picked him every week. So is this week 35?
No.
Week 34. So
he's only been fit for about 6 weeks.
But you've still picked him the previous...
No, I think I will. I'll either put in Welbeck for Martial, whereas I would have put Vardy back in. I can't, to answer Chippy's question. I think Pella's the shout this week, so I might actually take Lukaku out for Pella, potentially.
So next week, you can ask there can be a chat point.
Yeah.
You and Dom, why you didn't fucking pick Welbeck again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I think either... Carroll's another good shout, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Carroll, as we talk, he has scored again.
He's only 6.3 million.
He has scored again. So, yeah. So, Carroll, certainly for this upcoming game week, Pella, if you can afford Pella, he's only a little bit more than Vardy. I think he's like 0.2 mil more than Vardy. Pella or Welbeck, don't laugh. So, you know, or, I mean, who is going to be playing up front for Leicester? Yoloa / Yajawa. And he scored the pen... you know, the other day, and he has scored a little bit. He's obviously been a lot quieter with Vardy scoring and Mahrez scoring so much, but maybe you're lower. Could be your man.
What's the next question then from the Twitter sphere?
Ian at dgob _
Gobbo.
He said Gus is experimenting with the CFC lineup. Should we consider coverage for Aspilicueta / Ivanovic? The humble Costa or none at all? Coverage. Did I say coverage?
Did say coverage.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean, Costa, fuck me. Is Costa alive? Is he still?
I think he's still perma red, isn't he? Isn't he just always red? Yeah. That's the only thing he's allowed to be.
He's just such a horrible, horrible human being that...
The problem is every time you pick him, there's like that weird injury thing, isn't there? Where he's like, injured, is he not?
Yeah.
Is he going to... Super well, so he hasn't. So Costa hasn't played in like five games.
I think it's because Chelsea are playing one of the sort of relatively few teams that are playing game week 35, which is next week. Or rather at the end of this week, isn't it?
Still, so what was his actual question then?
Do you know what? I don't fucking know, mate. I really don't.
That's really
Gus is experimenting with the Chelsea lineup. Should we consider coverage for? Oh, okay. So what? Getting rid of Aspilicueta, Ivanovic, the humble Costa, none at all.
So like, if you've got Costa, Ivanovic, and Aspilicueta, do you get rid of them? Oh yeah, because they all did shit last week, didn't they?
They all did shit. But then, I mean, have they done that good? I mean, Ivanovic kind of has been bringing in points, hasn't he? Although they got Bournemouth, they're way to Bournemouth though. So I don't know how many. I mean, I don't know if anyone's really going to be scoring there.
No, I don't. I don't know. Yeah, like. It's difficult to say. I wouldn't be really keeping any of them. I don't know really why anyone would particularly have many Chelsea players in their team.
No, I don't think so. And I think, I mean, fucking hell. Genuinely, is Costa injured? I don't even know.
No, I think he's just come back.
He's just come back, is he? Yeah. I was going to say, is he still injured?
So they got Spurs the week after.
Spurs after.
Oh, and then Liverpool.
They've got a double game week. No, they've got Sunderland 37 in the double game week. So, yeah, I mean, Sunderland, maybe if Costa hits a bit of form, maybe for that game week 37, might be an outside bet, but...
Fuck them off. They've got Bournemouth, which might be right. Then they've got Spurs, they're going to get smashed. They've got Sunderland, which are right, except for they've got nothing to play for, and Sunderland are fighting relegation. Then they've got Liverpool, who I guess Liverpool could rest players.
Yeah.
And then last week of the season, they got Leicester.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't like any of those.
No. Fuck off anyone Chelsea related.
Yeah, they'll probably win the league now.
Yeah. right, tweet from at Padful. After the first taste of a double game week, how do the gaffers feel about all the chips? Good new addition to the game or a distraction?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a bloody good game. Question about the game. Good go. Bruce also. I don't know. It's definitely... made a lot of... a lot of people are taking it more seriously. I've never seen so many bloody spreadsheets, Ash. I'm not going to lie to you. Every fucker's got a spreadsheet.
Yeah. I like it, actually.
Separates the men from the boys.
It is a bit...
Separates the men from the guys who lock themselves outside their house.
What was that?
I don't know.
I think it's quite cool. It does make it... Because it's not loads, because it's only three chips a season. Like, the difference in points... Say it's like a 100-point swing.
Yeah.
It's not mental. Like, I mean, it's probably fucked me out of the top 50.
Yeah.
But it's not enough where it's like, if it was something every other week, where like, it's sort of almost like the captain is, where it makes such a difference, where it could really... Like,
well, I mean, it could still... I mean, you could just be so fucking lucky and, you know, stick your triple captain on someone who... And you could be doing shit.
But even if
and you... And suddenly you spring up... You know.
But so the best triple captain you could have got is Aguero this week.
Literally, yeah. The people who did it this week, unless something happens in game week 37, they have picked the best one.
So then you could easily have captained him. So you've gained 25 points over a season.
Mm.
It's not It's not that big a deal. I don't mind it. It's not...
Yeah.
It puts a lot of... it means people have really concentrated at the tail end of the season. Mm. It's not like, oh, pick your double game week players.
Yeah.
Because you've had to think about when you're using your wild card. Because you can't do it on the same week.
Mm. Yeah, that's
true. So I quite like it as a change, actually.
Yeah, that's right. And I think next year, a lot of people are going to know a bit more about it. So it's going to be, you know, I think even more people are going to do the same thing, you know. Use your second wild card just before a game week and do what these people who have bought in 15 players, you know, have done. So yeah, no, I think it's good. I think next year it's going to be a bit different. It's going to again separate the men from the boys. We had another chip related tweet from Paul D at UNRCD. I believe he's a new tweeter as well. Do you think this game week has proven that the bench boost chip is best used in a single game week? And the triple captain is the way forward next time.
I don't know, because I'm going to bench boost next week with the light when hardly anyone's playing, because theoretically I should have a full team, including subs.
Wow, at game week 35.
Yeah.
Mad. If you did, if you bench boosted week 35, I'd say, and it like worked out, you'd get some of the highest points in the entire game for that week.
Theoretically.
Surely you
will. Well, unless someone triple captain, because then and they're just
okay,
good
yeah, true. But who's going to do that, really?
Yeah.
That's the but thing. I think don't be scared to triple captain early as well
but
next
people
season.
People are going to have their chips left, aren't they, now? So
yeah,
people
there's
going
to be a few. I know Craig's still got... What's Craig got bench boost left, I think.
Yeah, so people will be doing week 37. People are going to be firing out their chips. Yeah, so I don't know. I think I see the point. The problem with these double game weeks falling around the European games...
Yeah.
Is you can't tell who's going to be rested.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Obviously killed a lot of people's
games. And obviously the double game weeks are coming for those games anyway, because that's the whole point of them. That's why they're there, because of teams that are in cups.
Yeah.
Good shout. Will Boodoo. We had a tweet from Will Boodoo. He said, big thumbs up for my jingle. That's the one that me and Craig sing. Which we can't do, unfortunately, because Craig, I don't know if we have we mentioned that Craig's locked himself outside his fucking house. he said, big thumbs up for my jingle. Third in my main mini league.
What? What do you mean, main?
That's what I mean, yeah. I'm furious with Boodoo. I might take the jingle back.
Yeah.
How is ours not your main bloody mini league?
Yeah.
Although, actually, we a tweet today, our friend's Fantasy Yermar, he now owns the biggest mini league in the game, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like official now.
Yeah.
So ours is like probably second or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would have thought. He said, with my eye on number one, third in his mini league with his eye on number one. Would you captain Kane, Aguero, or Pella in game week 35? I've already said Pella is a shout. The more I think about it, they're away to Villa. Pella is on form, although he didn't score this game week. I think Pella. I'm definitely going Pella.
I'm not so sure.
Thoughts?
Who have the others got?
Who did he say? Spurs. So Spurs against West Brom. I mean, you can't go wrong with Kane at the moment, really, can you? So if you've got Kane, that might be a shout. And then he said Aguero, who is at home to Stoke. So all of them are winnable games. I don't know. It just sticks out for me that Pella, a Villa.
I think
you know.
The problem is, Southampton just haven't got anything to play for, have they?
Well,
it's going to be, I can't imagine it's going to be that good a game.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to go through the motions. Man City and Spurs
is a shout. If you've got Kane, I'd be, because I haven't got Kane, I can't afford Kane. If you've got Kane, maybe him at home to West Brom. With Tottenham's form, it's fucking unreal. And obviously, West Brom are playing Arsenal tomorrow, or today, if you're listening.
Oh, are they?
We'll soften them up. We'll probably draw with them 0-0, and then Spurs will beat them 5-0.
Yeah,
so
probably,
we'll probably soften them up. So, yeah, probably go for Kane.
Yeah.
But I personally am going to go Pella, probably. Kane's not a bad shout either there. Penultimate tweet now I'm going to read to you. FPL Jesus tweeted us. Question, on a scale of 1 to shit the bed, are Leicester finished as an FPL prospect? Tough games, no Vardy, just holding on. We did touch on this earlier. Do you think, if you had to put money on it now, right now, Ash, I've got a gun to your head. Go on.
Well, I'm quite annoyed you brought a gun into the studio. Yeah. Wait a minute. So before you shoot me, we forgot to mention it last week.
Yeah.
I said before that Becky's dad put £200 on.
You did say,
Leicester. They actually,
Becky B and your wife. For people that don't know.
Yeah, who don't listen to shows, scumbags.
Yeah, who didn't listen in the early days.
Yeah,
when we didn't have guests like Don Monaghan, we had guests like Ash's missus. That's the evolution of the gaffer tape right there in that sentence.
So he put £200 on Leicester.
Yes,
and then they paid out £5,800.
Yeah, wow, you did say, you didn't mention
that. So that was just before, so they paid out just before they drew 2-2 and Vardy got sent off.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, so I don't know, because they were talking about...
Oh, I bet they've stopped, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, we were talking about people who, you know, had the option of cashing out.
Mm.
And someone was saying that before the season started, you could, some bookies were giving 5,000 to 1 on Leicester to win the league.
Mm.
And it would be the single biggest, if they won it, it would be like the biggest payout on any single event, like the highest odds. Like that's not an accumulator that any from any single sporting event.
Yeah.
They reckon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the pressure just on them. They, Christ, I don't know.
What I did then was what I mentioned earlier, just me going, No idea what you're talking about. You might as well be talking Russian.
So somebody messaged me just before Leicester drew with West Ham.
Oh, you're explaining it again, because it doesn't matter if I don't understand it. You've already mentioned it, so these guys are listening.
somebody messaged me before Leicester drew with West Ham, asking if they should put 100 quid on Leicester to Tottenham to win the league.
Mm.
And I said no, because it was only like 3.5 to 1.
Yeah.
So I was saying, you might as well just bet on them to win each game separately or something.
Mm.
Like, put 20 quid on each. But now, I really don't know.
No.
I think Tottenham could do it. They have much better form.
They could. Oh, don't. It's becoming a real issue for me. Not just to mention the fella that I work with comes up to me every day and goes, hey, it's getting closer. Hey, it's getting closer. Shut up. Yeah, and then finally, last tweet, Law Klopp. She said, one question since I want to watch the world burn. Worst footballer to ever get capped for England. This is now quite relevant with the Euros coming up. A lot of talk about the England squad. Worst player to ever get capped for... I mean, Carlton Palmer's name always comes up, but Agbon Lahore has been in the news today for doing like that hippie crack stuff, wasn't it? The old laughing gas shit. And then I saw someone put on Twitter, they went, never forget. And it was a picture of him in an England shirt. And it was like, how the fuck did he get capped?
There's loads of players that got like one cap there.
Yeah,
And then it's like, they're all...
Carlton Palmer though?
But none of them are like amazing. I think it's more like, who's the worst player? I think a better question is like...
just edit the question slightly.
Yeah, who's the most overrated player?
Because to play for England.
Because well, it's the shittest player to get one pick.
It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
No, because there's loads of people who get picked all the fucking time. Mm. And it's like, they're not the worst player ever, because there's people who are just shit, like Carlton Palmer, who get
in.
He's like, he's not even that bad. He's just like, oh, okay, he was in the England squad. Mm. But he's not like players who get picked every week, like fucking Milner or whatever.
Mm.
So, I'm not even answering the question.
No. I think Carlton Palmer. Weird looking fella and all, isn't he? Weird looking fella.
Is he?
Yeah. Talking of these sort of things, we've been doing a lot of polls, actually, haven't we? We've been doing a poll a day, picking the best Premier League team of all time.
And it's...
So, like, day one, it was we gave you four keepers to pick, and the vote was massive. We've had, like, thousands, almost like 1,000 votes, I think,
in the first sort of seven days.
And we currently have, as we speak, we have Peter Schmeichel in goal, Gary Neville right back, Ashley Cole left back, Tony Adams and John Terry centre backs, and today the vote came in for Giggs left midfield. As we speak, right midfield is up there, and the four options are Beckham,
Milligan, Cleese,
Everett. No, it's Beckham, Ronaldo, Steve McManaman, who everyone laughed at. and Pires, and I think Ronaldo is currently winning the that one at the moment. But yeah, so we're going to do one a day until we've got the whole team. But it's been tough, just conversations between the three of us to try and work out which four should even be nominated.
It's been tough, isn't it? The thing this has made me realise is how shit the Premiership is. The five people we've got so far, six, are all absolute wank, aren't they?
Schmeichel.
Discuss. So Schmeichel is good, right? Schmeichel's world class, right?
Discuss.
All right. So he's good.
Yeah.
Right. And then I thought Giggs was like...
Well, Giggs.
I thought he was a bad pick, because who was he up against?
Bale.
So I think Bale's a better footballer, but then...
Overmars and someone else, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
guess. Remember. But no, Giggs is absolutely... I don't know what you're going to say, because you actually looked it up. Yeah,
and then so I was like, Giggs, that is stupid. There's no way he's better than Bale.
Mm.
And then I looked and he did win the Premiership 13 times.
Exactly.
So he gets a bye.
So that's why a lot of United players are getting picked. That's why Gary Neville, I think, got right back.
But this, just don't you think that makes the Premiership so shit if Gary Neville's the best right back?
Well, you know, it's, hey, we don't vote for it.
But I mean, but as a league, like, so even if he's in the top four,
yeah,
it's like pretty terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about, and then left back, who won that?
Ashley Cole.
He's not even the best left back at Chelsea, for fuck's sake.
He's not there now, is he?
He's not, but he's not better than Ivanovic. Well, was Ivanovic in the boat?
We're talking about... I can't remember. No, I can't remember who it was now. It's happened. It's in the past. Look, we left it to our listeners and our followers on Twitter.
Don't leave it to them. They don't know what they're talking about.
I know, I was annoyed. I was annoyed that Lee Dixon didn't get a look in her right back. But
how many Arsenal players have been in each vote?
There has been a lot. Although, I suppose Perez was in one.
Tony Adams.
Adams.
If we look through it, there's an Arsenal player in every
Seaman, goalkeeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we digress. So yeah, keep an eye out on Twitter for that, at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. We do loads of polls, but this one actually means something, just my normal one. Who's your favourite member of 90s?
NSYNC.
Yeah, of NSYNC, which obviously is Justin. But...
Something else as well. If you're doing a World Cup or Euros...
podcast?
No. If you're doing a Euros Fantasy Football League,
yeah.
We haven't got one yet, have we? So we did a little mini one for the previous World Cup.
Yeah.
And we did the Sun, but we thought it wasn't very good. So tweet us in which of the... which of the thing you want us to do, because I think we're doing a...
Yeah, we'll do Euros. Euros one if we want.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Get some suggestions.
If we want.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So Ash, just before we go, we're going to quickly run down the fixtures for... the upcoming game week 35, as we say, there's only 14 teams playing. The early kickoff on the Saturday, City versus Stoke. Then you've got Villa, Southampton, that's what I said, watch out for Pella. Bournemouth-Chelsea, maybe.
Could be about 5-0.
Yeah, could be a decent game there. Liverpool-Newcastle, I think Liverpool are going to thump them, because as we speak, the game is about to finish, the Merseyside derby, and it's 4-0 Liverpool over Everton.
Jesus Christ.
That's mad. So anyone who had Lukaku or Lennon, who's got fucking
booked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one's getting points there, my friend. So
I think some people might have picked up that Everton defender got sent off as well, didn't he?
Funes Mori.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
So I think a couple of people would have picked him up because it's cheap.
I think Craig, actually. That's a good point.
Brilliant.
I might have got some points on him there.
Maybe that's why he's pretending that he's...
Yeah, he's just outside looking at his FPL app, just gently weeping in the cold. So Liverpool, Newcastle could be big win there for Liverpool. Then we're moving on, my lads, the bloody Arsenal. We're away to Sunderland. I fancy some points there. Danny Welbeck, potentially, or if you've still got Sanchez, keep the armband on him. Top of the league, Leicester against Swansea. Yeah, see, how are Leicester going to do against... I mean, obviously, they've still got Mahrez and, your lower/Ojaba can still score. I don't know. And then your final game, Spurs-West Brom. If you've got Kane, definitely worth sticking the armband on him, I'd say, because I think the lad is on fire. And Dele Alli as well. Helped me with a very good week, which is currently up at about 110 points as we talk.
Nice.
Not bad at all. There's the tips. There's the coverage. What do you need? Hope he forgets his bloody key next week. That's what I'm saying. No, please don't, Craig. For Christ's sake. Please don't. That's it. That concludes it all, Ash.
Yeah, no part three this week.
No part three. Yeah, sorry, because,
Yeah. When the mass quiz-related suicides...
Hey, we should do through the keyhole. God knows his bloody key's not in the bloody keyhole, isn't it? Oh... Brilliant. That's it. So yeah, next week, tune in. We'll have Don Monaghan on, unless he has listened to this episode and gone, do you know what? If they can't even have all the presenters there, then I'm not going to be involved.
Shit, what if we get locked out next week?
Imagine that.
Oh!
We all get locked out and it's just Craig. Craig and Dom.
Just Dom on his phone.
Or just Dom on his phone, just talking to no one. To be fair, he would probably get more listeners.
I'm pretty sure if Dom did his own podcast, he would. I dare say that he would get more listeners.
Yeah, don't challenge him to, because there's enough people out there making FPL podcasts since us.
Ooh.
No, let's not go there. No, good luck to us all. There's enough FPL stuff to go around. But we're still the originals. Okay, that'll do then. So, Ash. Say goodbye, Ash.
See you later, everybody.
See you later, everyone. Thanks very much. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us The Gaffer Tapes.
Oh, shit.
Info at The Gaffer Tapes. Go on.
I'll do this bit.
Go for it.
You've been Tom Holmes at...
Oh, the_Tom_Holmes.
I'm Ash Kernsworth at Ash Kernsworth. We are now on Android for people. We're now on Google Play Music. It literally just happened today that they put podcasts on there. So we've had some messages from Android people because they can't listen to it on their phones. You can now. You can follow
Craig. I never knew what they meant about that. I just thought they're not cyborgs and shit. Nor am I. I just listen normally on iTunes.
You can follow Craig on Twitter.
At Craig Hazel.
Wanker. You can follow Don Monaghan, probably.
Yeah.
You can follow us.
Yeah. No, we've done that. Oh, at the Gaffer Tapes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, sweet. Nailing it.
Yeah.
We're absolutely nailing this, mate.
Thank you, everybody, and goodbye. What about now? So that looks better.
Yeah. Lines. Am I on the bottom?
Lines and shit, yeah. But you see when I talk, like my lines are like here and yours are like nothing. No, you don't.
So now I'm talking, my lines are up here. Yeah, your lines are a little bit bigger.
Yeah, so you somehow like, it always...
Is it about... Is it maybe pop
it's
shield?
My, maybe it's my microphones are wrong.
Am I? Is it something to do with me pop shield?
One, two, three. I guess it's to do with the way the mics are facing. Oh, that looks a bit better. Now you say something.
So now I'm going to say stuff. Not talking that. Yeah, it's a bit better.
Yeah, it's a bit better, isn't it?
I usually talk like this. Laugh at me! Laugh at me!
You normally more usually talk like this, so you're like in stereo because you come between one and then the other.
So I need to stay on my side of the tracks.